Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. It's Thursday, May the 10th. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Well, the funny thing, in the run-up to Dow 13,000 and above, people were worried about that old statement that, well, you know, the month of May, you sell and go away. Well, many folks today are wishing they had sold and gone away for May. Wall Street retreated sharply today, slicing nearly 150 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average. After weak sales at many of the nation's major retailers, heightened concern about consumer spending. Don't suppose $4 a gallon of gas has got anything to do with that. But never fear, my friends. The Dow will be up tomorrow. Why? It was just a few moments ago the Democrats announced they had reached a compromise on the new free trade legislation. So whatever jobs are remaining in the U.S., will now be flying off to who knows where, Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, Peru. Don't have too many details of what it is, but it's going to be bad. As usual, when you have a sell-off in the markets, you also have a sell-off in the metals. Got a little concerned about gold today, I have to admit. And you'll understand why. Gold closed down $15.10 today. It had a high of 678, a low of 663. Where did gold close in New York? At $666. Thankfully, and 50 cents. Silver off 34 cents at $13.04. A platinum off $16 at $1,323. Palladium down $7 at $3.64. Currently, this is not good. Currently in Asian trading, gold is up 10 cents at $666.60. I don't know. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe it's a sign. We'll be back.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. Very disturbing. Gold at $666.60. But just so you understand, there's two trains of thought for gold's decline today. The standard excuse that is given by many traders is that people just got tired of waiting for gold to break through $700, and so they saw this as an opportunity to sell as the dollar got stronger today. As a matter of fact, there were only two things up today, the dollar and oil. Oil was up because there are signs that the U.S. gasoline supply is insufficient for summer, almost giving a guarantee of $4 a gallon for the cheap stuff before Memorial Day, but that's neither here nor there. The other train of thought as to the reason for gold sell-off, and this is my thought, and what a lot of people don't realize, is the price of gold you see quoted each day out of the COMEX in New York simply represents trades that were conducted that day, not by individuals either seeking to deliver or take delivery of physical gold from the exchange, but rather traders, funds, institutions, governments, central banks speculate on gold on a daily basis. They have the ability to move large amounts of money in and out of gold on short moves in order to make a profit. In other words, gold is traded on the COMEX. It's given no relevance because it is gold. It is treated like corn futures and wheat futures and all the other commodities. So the price you see does it reflect supply demand? Of course not. Because if gold had to reflect real supply demand, I'm talking physical, not paper transactions, there's no question gold should be trading at around about $1,200 an ounce. That is where, based on the U.S. dollar index, where many people think gold should actually be. And that is obviously the reason that when you have declines in the stock market, like we had today, and there's no question, some people got panicked. And obviously they were betting on the market going the other way. I mean, there's already stories out there, Dow 20,000 and the like. excessive exuberance still manifests itself out there. Everybody wants to believe in the Goldilocks economy, just like they believe that the Dow Jones Industrial Average that's made up of 30 corporations were reporting good earnings at the beginning of May, without realizing that the reason for their good earnings was based on the fact that these are multinational corporations who, by and large, benefited dramatically by the decline in the dollar. And their earnings were based on, obviously, dollar depreciation, not the fact that they did any spectacular as far as their business model was concerned. So when you have these sell-offs in equities, and there's no question margin calls are being issued as we speak, and people have, those of you who've ever traded on margin, you know you have 24 hours to wire good funds. There's none of this, well, I promise to send you a check on Monday. No, you bank wire us today, and if it's not postmarked before midnight tonight, for instance, we're going to blow your sorry butt out of the water at 1 minute past 12, and that's how it operates. So subsequently, you have these funds that need to raise cash fast, will liquidate the most liquid asset they have, and that's gold. So there's two trains of thought. You can take either one. You can either accept the fact that people just got disappointed that gold didn't soar over $700 and it was a reason for the sell-off today, or you can go with the premise that what we had was panic on Wall Street when stocks declined because of poor retail sales like that, and they blame it on all the usual suspects. Well, you know, bad weather, and holidays have got all confused, and we used to have back to school in May, and now it was in March. They come up with all kinds of reasons, but nevertheless. Other things that may have... spurred the sell-off today across the board are interest rates. Higher interest rates to contain inflation in China and Europe obviously are viewed as hurting gold's appeal. Bank of England raised its key rate to 5.5% today, the fourth increase since August. The European Bank held rates at 3.75%, signal it may follow next month. The People's Bank of China last raised rates in March after its economy grew at the fastest pace in 11 years in 2006. Anytime central banks are raising rates, that's not particularly good for gold, said a trader in New York City. There's a concerted effort to tighten global liquidity. Still, gold may rally later this year should the dollar break out of its trading range and weaken further against the euro, said William O'Neill, a partner at Logic Advisors in New Jersey. The U.S. Federal Reserve last raised rates 5.25% in June. But the general consensus by anybody who's paying any attention to the world of finance is the dollar is going to weaken. Yeah, fact of life. According to Mr. O'Neill, long-term, the dollar will weaken further, so I believe gold will react to that in a positive way. Sales by central banks in Europe in the second quarter have kept gold from breaching $700, O'Neill said. Member banks have sold gold worth 882 million euros, that's $1.2 billion, since the end of March, compared with gold worth 111 million euros sold in the first quarter. The so-called central bank gold agreement allows members to sell as much as 500 metric tons of gold each year. I don't think they're going to violate their agreement, O'Neill said. Their selling has put a little bit of a top on the market in front of $700. So there are varying opinions as to the action in gold, and no question, higher rates are distinctly bad for gold. And so with the accumulation of things, Bank of England, disappointment about gold not breaking through 700, But more or less, people are getting a little wiggy out there because what they hear about the goodness of the economy is not matching reality. My last road trip, talking to a friend earlier today, my last road trip, which when was that? That was only a month ago when I took a trip to the mothership in Round Rock, Texas. My fill-ups were running me $35 for a fill-up. Now fill-ups are, and this is in the Valley of the Sun, are running a little over $50. At $4 a gallon, we looking at close to $70 for a fill-up. Now, fortunately for me, I don't have to drive excessive distances to and from work, but I can only assume that someone who has to commute an hour each way every single day, the higher gas prices definitely taken away from their disposable income. So is it any wonder we are seeing weak retail sales figures? And we will continue to see weak sales figures. I mean, even the widening of the trade gap today didn't do anything. People actually didn't even pay any attention to it. It's like a given. We import more than we export on a regular basis. Now we're going to accentuate that because of this new stupid free trade agreement that the Republicans and the Democrats have now agreed on. Bush is a compromised president as we speak. He is going to kowtow or acquiesce to a lot of Democrat demands. Doesn't have any option. His approval rating is sitting just shy of the only people who support him are Rush Limbaugh listeners. And so not only has he compromised on this free trade agreement, but lo and behold, wait for it, there's another piece of legislation that's hanging around out there that's going to happen as well, which will be another nail in the coffin of the demise of U.S. sovereignty, and that he is leaning towards the Democratic version of immigration reform bill, which coupled with a free trade agreement, you have to wonder, who are these people actually representing in Congress? Are they representing you or me? Of course not. All they're simply representing is business interests, their corporate interests, those who funnel money into their campaign. It always makes me laugh when you see people contributing $100,000 to a campaign then making ludicrous statements that, well, you know, we don't want anything. We don't want any favors. We just felt like giving you $100,000. Yeah, sure. I buy into that one. Rudy Giuliani, just a farmer today. Why? Well, he wasn't rich enough. And that says, that pretty much says it all right there. We'll be back with more bad news.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. You know, as I mentioned before, as soon as the story broke earlier this week of the six radical extremist fundamentalist murderers, terrorists were captured in New Jersey, smelt a rat immediately. Back in the 90s, after Oklahoma City bombing, there was obviously a fear put into many people that there were homegrown terrorists in the United States. They were identified as the militia. Now, remember, back in those days, a patriot was a bad word. If you were called a patriot, it was a derogatory term. It meant that you were part and parcel of the militia. The ADL swooped on that. Morris Dees from the Southern Poverty Law Center made millions of dollars preaching fear into many people. Southern Poverty Law Center also helped advise law enforcement agencies about this new rise of this threat called the militia. ADL produced a document. Although the FBI still denies that the ADL produced the document, but the ADL produced a document for the FBI, which they published called Project Megiddo, leading up to Y2K and helping people identify who these domestic terrorists were. And as I've often said, when you create government agencies, bloated bureaucracies, and they are created out of a fear of something that more than likely is not reality, the problem when you create these agencies is after a while, because they were created under false premises, these agencies now have to justify their existence by producing results in what they are tasked to do. Here in Arizona, a case jumps to mind of what was referred to as the Viper Militia. President Clinton came out in a special news conference with Janet Reno, all the heads of the FBI, to announce to the world that they had thwarted a domestic terrorist organization in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was the Viper Militia. Oh my God. The Vipers were a bike gang that enjoyed, especially living in the Valley of the Sun, Harleys are prevalent here. It's good weather for driving Harleys. And there's a whole bunch of these biker gangs out here that enjoy nothing more than riding out in the desert and going plinging or blowing up cacti, which is against the law, by the way. Not allowed to desecrate the cacti. This group got infiltrated by a Bureau of Land Management low-level employee who we find out during the trial he was the one that encouraged the guys from the Vipers to go out in the desert and blow up things. And he also used to talk about, although they never spoke about it, they used to talk about overthrowing the government and killing politicians. In other words, he was an agent provocateur. The Vipers had no intention of blowing up anybody or anything. They just enjoyed blowing up things in the desert. Ultimately, cut a long story short, they were all charged with terrorist acts, and they were all found guilty, and they're all doing substantial time in the big house. I bring this up to you in light of the Fort Dix scenario. This out of Associated Press from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. He railed against the United States, helped scout out military installations for attack, offered to introduce his comrades to an arms dealer, gave them a list of weapons he could procure, including machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. These were not the actions of the terrorists, but of the paid FBI informant who helped bring down an alleged plot by six Muslim men to massacre U.S. soldiers at New Jersey's Fort Dix. And those actions have raised questions whether the government crossed the line and pushed the six men down a path that they would not have otherwise followed. Of course, that's what happened. The guy was a pizza, as I said yesterday, though. The guy was a pizza delivery guy. Pizza delivery guys can't afford to buy machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. Yes, you are being scammed. But there's a message here, and there's a warning here. You better pay attention to it. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends. Great song, but we can listen to it a little later. The lesson, and this is like common sense. I shouldn't even be having to tell you this, but it's amazing how many people fall for this entrapment that's set up by various government agencies. But they do it to justify their existence. It's our whole reason with BATF in Waco, for goodness sake. The BATF was facing being abandoned, disbanded, I should say. And they had to justify their existence for being there. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Waco came along, and we still got the BATF. But it should be common sense to anybody that if you meet someone fairly recently and they start saying weird stuff about blowing up government buildings or attacking government officials or one thing and another, you got to know straight away you are dealing with a government informant setting you up just to see whether or not, I mean, this is what they do, to see whether or not you're going to commit a crime. Entrapment occurs when law enforcement officials entice others into committing a crime they otherwise would have not committed. Under the law, people cannot be convicted if they are entrapped, but there is no entrapment if a person is willing to break the law and law officer offer to help. If the source talks them into committing a crime, that's entrapment, said retired FBI agent Craig Dotto, a 32-year-old veteran, but if they are predisposed to commit a crime and you give them the opportunity, that's fine. You know, that's the thought processes of a true police state. In South Africa, we had a problem. Well, it is. South Africa got many problems. But one of them, when I was there, was obviously the trade in uncut diamonds. And so De Beers came up with a plan that it implemented through the police force that they would send out their agents into bars and anywhere where people congregated and drunk adult beverage, and would offer people the opportunity to buy uncut diamonds at ridiculous prices. And anybody who understands diamonds and prices, there's how many offers you, hey, I've got a couple of uncut diamonds. I'm on hard times right now. You know, my wife hasn't worked for 6 months. The children are starving. I just need a couple of dollars. So more than likely, out of the goodness of their heart, a lot of people obviously paid for these uncut diamonds. As soon as they handed over the cash and they were slipped in handcuffs and spent, minimum was 5 years in prison for dealing in uncut diamonds. So this is how police states operate. They set up the citizens. They take advantage of the weak. In some of the documents that were released today, about these guys, in the documents that the prosecutor used to build the case against the suspects, it depicts them as somewhat disorganized, lackluster plotters, and clumsy and amateurish too. It said the FBI learned of the alleged plot when the man went to Circuit City store and asked a clerk to transfer a jihad training video of themselves onto a DVD. Yeah, as I said, this is not what Rush Limbaugh would have you believe. It's not what Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Michael Reagan, and all that other crop of disinformation artists out there. They are seizing on Islamofascism and if it wasn't for the Patriot Act, listen, this is a reason, and I've said this before. This is where my concern lies. My concern lies with, not only do we have reports now that Republicans are meeting with the president and challenging him to find someone that can tell the truth about the war in Iraq, and his approval ratings are in the toilet, but you you have a situation where, anything is possible in order to resurrect themselves. But there's no question with the disorganization of the Republicans that the Democrats are going to more than likely next year gain seats in the House of Representatives, gain seats in the Senate, which will give them a stronger hand. But what will be even more disastrous is if they actually get the president of their choosing. Because once again, you're going to have a party in control of three branches of government. And if we get three branches of government controlled by the Democrats, all I can say is the forces of the ADL, the forces of Southern Poverty Law Center, and the anti-gunners, already in New Jersey, by the way, they introduced legislation today to ban 50 calibers. Although none of these guys was in possession or even knew anything about a 50 caliber, but anyway, it's an excuse that the gunners are going to use in order to ban 50 calibers. And it's going to spread, it'll spread nationwide. They use the fear factor in order to get agendas passed. So let's assume that the Democrats take control of three branches of government. They are going to exploit everything that they were given by George Bush and this crop of neoconservatives. And that's the most disturbing thing, because this is something that Clinton wanted after Oklahoma City bombing, but he could never get because of the opposition by the loyal opposition at the time, the Republicans. But everything that Clinton wants, the Republicans are for. So when the Democrats take over, they'll have all their tools ready and raring to go. And who are they going to go after? Let me share this with you. This is a story that was posted up on Freedom For You. It's from the Alabama Department of Homeland Security, which was established in 2003. It recently constructed a website that defines domestic terrorists as those who oppose gun control and a strong federal government. This is Department of Homeland Security in Alabama. Under the heading Anti-Government Groups, the site displays a flag that is widely considered one of the first symbols of American patriotism and reads, "In general, these terrorists claim that the U.S. government is infringing on their individual rights and or that the government's policies are criminal and immoral. Such groups may hold that the current government is violating the basic principles laid out in the U.S. Constitution." While you see, I can see this coming. You know, if Ron Paul gets traction, it better be prepared for the slings and arrows that are going to come. It's going to be mind-boggling. Anyway, the website goes on. It says, while anarchism is defined by a lack state control and communism is a maximization state control, two polar opposite concepts, the page that follows reads, anarchists groups are the 21st century's version of left-wing or communist groups of the lost. Anarchists believe that any government or organization that has power over the others will eventually become corrupt and abusive. The article goes on, if I'm not mistaken, the ideas that government, if not kept in check, will become corrupt and abusive was first made popular in this country by America's founding fathers, not a bunch of terrorist anarchist groups. This was the very reason for the implementation of the United States Constitution. In fact, in Section 35 of the Alabama Constitution, warns of this danger and declares the sole object and only legitimate end of government is to protect the citizens in the enjoyment of life, liberty, and property, and when the government assumes other functions, it is usurpation and oppression. The Alabama government site continues. Most of these groups operate around larger urban areas and colleges and universities. Some are focused on issues such as world trade, international debt. Well, you can put the big terrorist target on me, that's for sure. And military involvement in foreign cultures. The theme is always the same. Big government is bad. Rich are using the poor to stay rich. Our government in particular is using its power immorally. In short, if you oppose gun control, taxes, military intervention, and most of our national debt being held by foreign nations, or just a large federal government, you might be a terrorist. The very idea that those who value their personal rights and liberties are being labeled terrorists by the state of Alabama is not only absurd and egregiously offensive, it completely contradicts the ideals our federal and state government were founded on. The people of Alabama should be outraged. Well, they should. It's just mind-boggling to me that people can't see what is going on. And that is why I say with all the passion I can muster, it is imperative that the next president of the United States is not a member of the Democratic or Republican Party apparatus. Now, I know it's a long shot, but I was enthused by the reaction that people showed towards Ron Paul in the last presidential debate. We got another one coming up, I believe, in 5 days. I think it's on the 15th, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Where we'll have another shot to see whether that was just a flash in the pan or something serious. But I will tell you this. If Ron Paul starts getting traction, expect the slings and arrows to start. And don't be amazed by the fact that desperate people will start accusing Ron Paul of being a terrorist. I mean, if we use a definition of the Alabama Department of Homeland Security, what do you think various departments of Homeland Security, well, maybe they don't communicate with each other. Maybe they haven't figured that one out yet, but I say they do. And unfortunately, with more power being given to the Democrats, there's no question. The ADL will be the one advising various government agencies and identifying who it sees as potential domestic terrorism threats. It's a no-brainer. You know, fortunately, I don't think Southern Poverty Law Center is going to be as effective as it was back in the 90s, just because we hope, anyway, most people realize what a slime ball Morris Deese really is. And but then there's no question he will get help from the NAACP to once again push forward the angry white male theory that he did so well in the 90s. Look at and he raised millions of dollars to fight this new scare. I mean, they had a militia watchdog website up there. I mean, it was amazing to watch. And then you had all these unfortunate people showing up on television interviews representing themselves as members of the militia, and guys would show up with camouflage stuff on and no teeth. And these people were foreign, as far as I was concerned, to the cause that I embraced in the 90s, and there was a tyranny response team responding to draconian gun legislation. And as you can see, if you're opposed to gun, well, that's a free ticket to being deemed a terrorist. Now, Raw Story also had a piece which I can't find right now, outside of this one, that a former State Department aide to Colin Powell said today that President Bush and Vice President Cheney are more deserving of impeachment than Bill Clinton. Lawrence Wilkinson, who was Chief of Staff to then Secretary of State Colin Powell, said on a public radio program On the Point today that Bill Clinton's peccadilloes pale in significance when compared to the high crimes and misdemeanors of Bush and Cheney. And that's a fact of life. Last week, and as I said, I should have bookmarked it. Sometimes I forget to do these things. But Raw Story is also reporting that the president signed an executive order a week ago. Said President Bush, was it a week ago? No, it wasn't. It was yesterday. Yeah, when you get old, you miss time. It says President Bush yesterday issued a national security directive that would, in the event of a catastrophic attack on the federal government, assign the responsibility of running a shadow government to the White House, not the Department of Homeland Security, according to a report in the Washington Post. The order makes explicit that the focus of federal worst-case planning involves a covert nuclear attack against the nation's capital, says the report. In contrast with the Cold War, assumptions that a long-range strike would be preceded by a notice of minutes or hours as missiles were fueled and launched. The president's directive states that emphasis will be placed upon geographic dispersion of leadership, staff, and infrastructure in order to increase survivability and maintain uninterrupted government function. According to the report, other former Bush administration officials said the directive formalizes a shift of authority away from the Department of Homeland Security to the White House. Well, that's an executive order, giving the power to the White House. Imagine what Hillary Clinton would do with that power. Imagine what Barack Obama would do with that power. Oh, yes. It's tough keeping tabs on these people. Anyway, we'll take a short break and be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Thursday. Tomorrow, my favorite day of the week. A couple of stories we didn't manage to get to today. You can find them on republictradinggroup.com. I mean, .net. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been coming under attack for the disaster when Israel invaded Lebanon, and his job is in, well, he's out. Bibi Netanyahu will take his place, which is the reason why Condoleezza Rice more than likely canceled an important meeting she was supposed to have there. But Ehud Olmert blamed the army for the failure in Lebanon. Way to go, Mr. Olmert. It wasn't your bad decision. It was because the army didn't do what you're supposed to do. A little story out of England. A civil servant and an MP's researcher were today jailed for leaking a secret memo about a meeting on Iraq between Tony Blair and George Bush. David Keogh, 50, who worked in Whitehall's communications center, was jailed for 6 months at the Old Bailey for breaching the Official Secrets Act. The researcher to whom he gave the memo, Leo O'Connor, was jailed for 3 months on a similar charge for passing the document to his employee. What the memo stated was that Bush wanted to go out and bomb Al Jazeera. And Tony Blair was against the bombing of Al Jazeera. Why is this of note? Well, according to documents released recently under the Freedom of Information request, where is it? I'll get it for you here in a second. It seems as though 2 months prior to the invasion of Iraq, the Bush administration had put a disinformation campaign into operation. According to Nick Giuliano, months before the U.S. invaded Iraq, Pentagon planners were developing an elaborate propaganda campaign to ensure U.S. government-approved information was broadcast to the Iraqi public, according to a previously classified white paper released Tuesday by the Independent National Security Archives. The white paper, prepared in January 2003, lays out plans to install American-friendly media with an Iraqi face and to silence local anti-U.S. news outlets. No kidding. Would that be Al Jazeera? And now two people are in jail because they were high-level government officials and they had the temerity, because their morality spoke to them, of leaking this information out. Well, look, I have to agree with the assistant to Colin Powell. Bush and Cheney should be impeached. If we are a nation of rule, of law, there's no question they should be impeached. The only problem with impeaching Dick Cheney and George Bush means Nancy Pelosi becomes president of the United States. Well. I promise tomorrow will be a great Friday show. There'll be no bad news tomorrow. No bad news on Friday. Till then, see you, bye.
A message for all home.